We've got Tommy Saunders from Sky News Weather. G'day, Tommy.
G'day, Tom.
Hey, morning, guys.
How you going, mate?
Couldn't be better. A little bit hot outside, but thankfully I'm inside at the moment in a nice, cool, air-conditioned room.
Yeah, of course.
Rub it into everyone, Tommy, who's working outside right. Today.
People on roofs. Although it's not hot today, it's going to be. Yeah. Why is it that we are getting these massive hot sections of weather?
Well, what's happened this month, we've had a lack of cloud cover across northern Australia. So because there's been less cloud cover compared to average, there's been more radiation coming in, and that's heated up northern Australia. But over the last couple of days, we've had a northerly airstream through the interior, so that's just dragged all that hot air from the tropics down across the southeast, and as a result, we're seeing this severe heatwave.
Now, are we going to surpass 41 degrees on Sunday, Tommy, or will it be a bit lower?
I think it's actually a pretty good chance. So the current bureau forecast for Gosford is for 41. Now, the record for spring for Gosford is 41.8. I would say it's about a 50% chance we'll get up to 42 degrees or above. I mean, either way, it's going to be a very hot day with that maximum likely to climb over 40. But yeah, look, and at an absolute high temperature, we could get to 42 or even 43 degrees on Sunday.
Jeez, that is steaming. Is this a taste of the summer we've got ahead? They're forecasting maybe, is it a hot and wet summer?
Definitely a wet summer compared to last year when we had the heat waves and the bushfires and the drought. So it should definitely be wetter. It's probably going to be cooler as well. Having said that, it could still be warmer than the long-term average, but I actually think it's pretty unlikely it'll be quite as hot as last year.
Now, Tommy, Saturday, I should say, it's going to be hot and 36. What about nighttime from Saturday into Sunday? Is it going to be steaming overnight?
Yeah, it certainly will be, and that's a really good point because it's almost the minimum temperature when it comes to a heat wave that's more important than the maximum temperature. If you get cold nights, it doesn't matter how hot it is in the daytime, the temperature inside your home can cool down.
Yeah.
But when you get warm nights and then a couple of warm days in a row, the temperature in your house just keeps on climbing through that period and becomes quite unbearable. It becomes dangerous to human health. So look, we've got a minimum at the moment for Sunday of 25 degrees, but a lot of the evening will be up around 30 degrees on Saturday night. So that's the really danger period, Saturday night and then Sunday. What we're waiting for is a cool southerly change. Now, it's going to hit Gosford late in the afternoon on Sunday, probably around 5 p.m., give or take an hour or so.
And 23 for Monday. Jeez, what a change from 40, nearly 42, 43 up down to 23.
It'll be a classic buster, which means strong winds. We could even get gusts on the coast around 90 or 100 kilometres per hour late Sunday.
Holy jeez.
Wow.
Anyway, what a mixed bag for the weather.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's a little unfortunate, and let's hope it's not a sign of what's to come through the summer. As I mentioned, though, we don't think this summer will be quite as hot as the last one.
So find a mate who's got an air-conditioned home and go and visit them on Sunday.
Or a pool.
Yeah, a pool sounds like a good idea. And definitely for Saturday, if you don't have an air conditioner, head to the coast, because Saturday will have a sea breeze, which means the coastal parts of the central coast will be much cooler than even if you go inland 5 or 10 kilometres. Sunday, though, we won't have a sea breeze. It won't matter where you are, the coast, the inland, it'll be hot.
Okay, very good.
Good advice, Tom.
Good on you, mate. Thanks very much for joining us, Tommy Saunders.
Okay, cheers.
Tommy Saunders from Sky News Weather.